The dollar is in free fall after four decades of dominance. The greenback has hit an all-time low against the euro, and it's reached parity with the Canadian dollar for the first time in more than 30 years. Some analysts think this portends a major shift of economic and political power in the world. With statements like that flying around, NPR's John Itzde and our business desk thought we should get a reality check.
So we called up Bob Barbera, an economic forecaster and veteran of Wall Street in Washington. He joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Now, what about this explanation that we hear that the U.S. is consuming more than it produces, and that can't go on forever, and so the dollar is going to have to fall, and we're either going to have to sell more and produce more, or we're going to have to quit consuming as much?
Well, that makes the U.S. as a bunch of hedonistic consumers who've done the world a bad service. I think the arithmetic you describe is correct, but if you think about the dynamics that produce the outcome, in the late 90s, we had a collapse throughout Asia. That put those countries near depression, and their currencies plunged, causing, of course, the dollar to rise substantially. A boom in U.S. consumer spending was the answer to their woes. And we're supposed to get a gold star for having prevented a very bad situation in Asia from getting much worse.
Well, let me just read you a couple of quotes here and have you respond to them. This one is from Jeffrey Garten from the Yale School of Business, also a former official in the Commerce Department. He says, "What we're seeing is a very broad rebalancing of economic and political power in the world." And then we have Joseph Stiglitz, a Nobel laureate economist at Columbia University, who's saying the global reserve system is fraying, it's falling apart. Now, these sound much more dire than what you're expressing.
They sound quite ominous. And, of course, if you've been an academic economist looking for the end of U.S. economic hegemony for 25 years, this is an exciting moment. Alternatively, if you think about periphery countries in Asia, the most notable and quotable being China, 15 years ago, China had a per capita GDP equal to Somalia. That success invites a radical change in their currency. And on a relative basis, that makes them more important and us less important and their currency stronger. But on a global basis, I think that's good news, not bad news.
Well, let me ask you about that. China's currency has not risen against the dollar as the euro has risen against the dollar. And one would think that if China is becoming much stronger and much more important, its currency ought to be rising. Why isn't that happening?
The Chinese central bank is in the business of pegging their currency. In an environment where the dollar should go lower, but the Chinese prevent it from going lower, you're in a situation where something like the euro has been the exhaust valve. Now, if you look at our circumstances today relative to Europe, the dollar is dramatically undervalued versus the euro. It doesn't make sense that the dollar should fall meaningfully from here versus Europe. In the short run, that's what will probably happen. But I think the pressures are going to build so that over the intermediate term, the big move will be against the Chinese currency. And that kind of adjustment will take away the need for pressure on, say, the euro or the yen.
So give us a five-year forecast for the dollar.
I think the dollar 5 years from now is higher versus the developed economy currencies, euro, yen. But I do think emerging Asian economies, most notably the renminbi, will be substantially higher. The Chinese renminbi could be 30% higher 5 years from now, and it would make good economic sense.
And what about for Americans? Will they have more buying power 5 years from now in the world economy than they have now?
The idea that we're going to see big import price increases because of a falling dollar and price imports out of the U.S. market simply doesn't make sense. It's still the biggest consumer market, and foreigners will want to have a piece of that market.
Well, thank you very much.
Great to be here.
Bob Barbera is chief economist at the Investment Technology Group. He also teaches at Johns Hopkins University.
And that, of course, NPR's John Itzde.